Welcome to Sentimental Simmer, a podcast made for emotionally attached simmers and storytellers with wild imaginations. I'm your host, Gloria, and I run Yellow Llama Co., a planner shop made to help simmers play with purpose. Every week, I talk all about things sim life planning, storytelling, and memory keeping. I'll also brainstorm new ways to obsess over our pixel people, whether they be in The Sims or another life sim game. And now let's get into it. Today's episode is going to be all about finding that perfect someone for your heir. Legacy families don't really get going until the first generation is born. If you're not planning on a science baby or adopting the next heir, your founder is going to need a partner. But who should the partner be? A pretty important decision considering their genes and influence will affect all generations to come. How do you choose the perfect partner for your founder and the next heirs, though? How do you find a sim worthy enough to join your legacy family and be parent of the next heir? I must admit, I'm usually pretty superficial in the way I select my sim's significant other. A good-looking sim without the evil trait is usually what fits the bill. The usual suspects are the childhood friend, coworker, or hot college friend that joins the family tree. But we want to be more creative than that. Today I'm going to answer the question of how, why, where, and who you should choose to partner up with your heir. So starting with who, obvious choice, townies. Why not? Usual suspects, of course, we got the childhood friend, the coworker, the neighbor, the classmate, fellow college student, all, you know, potential lovers and matches for continuing the family legacy. I think really fun would be to match them up with maybe the male person, a barkeeper or a maid. A really fun way to choose the heir. What I haven't actually done a lot in my own gameplay, but I think is actually really powerful, is if you choose a pre-made to be part of the family. So basically introducing lore that already exists into your legacy family. So for example, your heir or your founder marries Bella Goth, or we marry into the Landgrab family. You know, you could avenge past sims when you connect bloodlines with the Landgrabs and, you know, take their money and then all Robin Hood style give it to the poor. I think if you were to do that, if you were to incorporate your family, like connect it with a family that is already part of the history of the game, that can also help influence your family's story and where it goes. Another obvious place where you can find Sims is on the gallery. You could check out the Beloved Sims website that I created, and I actually made a pseudo dating site called Love Finder on that page, where you'll find unique Sims that I've created that are looking for love. I made them all myself, and I made sure that they had their own personality, they have some skills already, and they're CC-free, so you can download them on the gallery and add them to your game. You could also create a sim in CAS, so you could make one that's just randomized. You can just roll the dice on the face, on the body, and on everything, and, you know, including the traits and the personality. Or you can go in with a plan, like maybe you wanted to create a sim that will, I don't know, have an influence on the heir and add conflict to the family and influence the heir in a way that maybe the parent wouldn't be so happy with. So you're going to have maybe a mother-in-law that's not so happy about the heir's choice. If you have a legacy that's just not looking great and you aesthetics are important to you, you can try to make a really pretty sim to, you know, balance the genetics moving forward. So that's the who. You know, you can do townies, find someone off the gallery, or create your own sim. If you want to find a sim, so the question of where to find the match, you could use dating apps in The Sims 4. So for example, we have the Meet and Mingle app by Lumpino, which is part of their relationship and pregnancy overhaul collection, but you can also get this mod separately. And it gives your sim a dating profile that you can fill out. You can go on dates. These can be completely blind dates. These could be semi-blind dates where basically the sim texts you and asks if you want to go on a date, so you can already see like a small icon photo of what they look like and decide if your sim would be interested in that or not. Or you can pick a sim based on filters that, you know, are based on their traits and personality and things like that. You could also get the Simda dating app by Little Miss Sam, which gives you the option to have a blind date, a one night stand, or a specific date. So that would be a sim where a date where you can choose the sim from, I guess, all eligible sims. In The Sims 2, in the free time pack, there's actually a gypsy matchmaker. If you use her services, she will actually summon a blind date for your sim. So that's also a way you can find a match for your sim. Like, obviously, it doesn't have to be the end all. Like, your sim could go on a date with him and decide, like, nah, not feeling it. But that's a way where you can, like, maybe run into a sim that you otherwise wouldn't have. Talking about running into sims, your sim could make an effort. Your heir could actually, like, leave the house and go to events. For example, in the City Living Pack, you have festivals that happen in San Myeongshuno. There's, for example, a love festival, which would be a very fitting event to meet a partner at. You can go to parties. I remember in The Sims 3, my sims actually often got invited to parties, like, quite often. And obviously, these parties are not only sims that they know, but it could be sims that they don't know. And so it's a great way to, you know, find a partner, even, and get to know some new people. You can go to a fair. For example, in the Cottage Living Pack in Sims 4, you have the Finchwick, or something like that, fairs that they could attend. There's obviously prom in The Sims 4 as well, in this high school pack, where maybe your sim goes there with their prom date, but they end up finding somebody they like better. Or maybe there is somebody that they meet during a club hangout, so they just now join the book club or some other club, and that's where they get to meet somebody of their dreams unexpectedly. They could also go clubbing, they could visit parks, they could also meet sims through their friends. For example, I think in The Sims 4, pretty sure you can do this, in The Sims 3 maybe as well. If you invite somebody over, I think you can invite multiple people from their household over. So if you have a sim, they're friends with, like, say, Joe, and Joe has a sister called Mary, and your sim invites both of them over where they can meet Joe's sister and maybe hit it off with them. That's also a way to get to know somebody. In terms of how, you could have the parents of the heir just arrange things for them. So it could be an arranged marriage or union where the parents have certain criteria, like it's super important for them, to them, that the family, the legacy family path is really followed and that vision is upheld. So they decide on who their heir gets to, you know, mingle with and actually, you know, continue the family with. Or some meet cute ideas. So, you know, in terms of how they meet, you could have two sims that they both have animals, like dogs, for example, and they both go to the pet park and their dogs interact. And then, you know, that's how they get into a conversation. Or maybe the dishwasher broke and your sim calls over the repair guy and the repair guy is really hot and they hit it off. Or maybe both sims are invited to a costume party and they end up arriving in the same costume. And so your air sim is like, oh, wow, it's curious, funny. And they get into a conversation and, you know, it's history from there. Maybe you can have your sim sit on a bench in a park or on a picnic table and you just wait to see which sim sits next to them. And that could be the sim that they try to explore things with. It could be like a cute little, oh, you're sharing the same bench now. And that's just also kind of letting the game randomly put somebody in your lap and then you can go from there. It could be a concert connection. Similarly, you know, if there's a sim right nearby, then your sim could have a conversation with them. And yeah, it could be somebody that they're attractive with, if they have good, you know, dynamics. Talking of dynamics, you could choose. So coming to the why of why this partner, why this sim to match with, you can use the attraction system from the Wonderful Whims mod by Turbo Driver to determine if two sims are meant for each other. So in this mod, sims can have attraction levels. They could be positive or negative, and these are basically based on various things such as physical appearance, personality traits, and maybe even shared experiences. And the sims are more likely to be attracted to each other based on physical attributes or personality traits. And a sim can also have a certain reputation, which will also influence how other sims are attracted to them. So if two sims are, like, if a sim finds another sim extremely attractive, you could say, okay, well, it makes more sense that they try a relationship with them and move forward with them rather than somebody that they just think is basic. There's also in the Growing Together expansion pack a social compatibility system which was introduced that gives sims preferences now determine based on likes and dislikes and personality traits. Sims can have preferences. There's a compatibility. So people can be super compatible, they can be absolutely incompatible. And based on that, you can choose the partner. So you might want to say, okay, yeah, my heir has to be actually compatible with the person that they're going to be dating. That is what makes sense. Maybe you want to make things harder for them. Maybe they find somebody super attractive from the Wonderful Whims mod, but the compatibility sucks. And so yeah, they're just going to work for it. Or you can choose a partner based on the storyline, find a partner that would fit well within the legacy family path, or that would add scandal. You could choose a partner based on relationship progression. So like instead of choosing a sim at first sight based on looks or traits or anything like that, you can actually wait to make the choice of, okay, this is going to be their person. You wait to make that choice until the era has actually had a certain amount of time with them. So they've had a certain amount of dates. Maybe their families have met each other. Not until then do you actually make the decision if this is going to be their partner for life. And you could also let the air date around so that it just feels more organic. So it's a more organic approach. It'll help make sure that they really do find their true perfect match. Or you could also just let fate decide on the partner. Maybe you have like a selection of 5 sims that you think would be good because of their personality traits, because they fit the legacy family path, because they look good and stuff like that. And you have like 5 sims. You can put these names into a randomizer and let that then choose one of those sims. So there's something called the spinthewheel.app that you could use. And yeah, that's how you can let fate decide, so to say. So now that you have plenty of ideas and criteria on how, where, who to choose to be that special someone for, you know, the heirs in your legacy families, you're ready basically to find the partner of your Sims' dreams. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to manage a big family because, you know, now that they've got a partner, they're going to be busy building and growing that family. So you can look forward to that. Until then, I definitely recommend and welcome you to join our cozy little community on Heartbeat called the El Llama Club, where you can share your stories, where you can share your inspiration, also gather inspiration from other simmers on, you know, how to play the game. And I also have challenges there that you can join. So you're very welcome to join. Until then, until the next episode, happy simming.